Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Folks, I found this article relevant because this topsy-turvy economy is going to force us to hunt for new opportunities. The places where we've set up camp may not work for us now. And let's face it, going after new markets feels like we're starting over. The dread of that alone will drive procrastination. But here's the thing. I think we look too much at the refused customers than the unexplored customers. And here's why. We make wrong assumptions about these groups. Here are two stories that I hear a lot that I have to correct all the time. First up, that refused customers are easier to market to because they already know us. Now, at 30,000 feet, I can see how this makes sense. The reality? It's hard to change an opinion that folks already have of us. If these people are happy with their current resource, we have to work harder to get them to see the benefit of working with us. And that's harder to do if they've checked us out before and decided to go with someone else. That opinion is set in stone. Second, that unexplored clients will be too hard because we're unknown. Again, seems logical at first glance. But when we delve into the CRM example, that's not true. The unexplored markets, the entrepreneurs in this case, know they need this function. They're just not willing to go through landmines to get it. The reality is folks do want to get rid of tasks they don't like. If we can take something off their plate, make things easier, that's sellable, even if buyers don't know us. So then the big question is, what are the stories we tell ourselves that hold us back? What really keeps us from finding opportunities? Before we go out there and pitch, maybe we should sit back and delve into what we really believe and why. Get rid of false assumptions first, and our approach to getting out there can get better results. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.